Steve Smith, the new Australian captain, at least for the time being. Steve, welcome to Sports Today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Firstly, is this the dream, the childhood dream realised?
I guess so, yeah. I always grew up dreaming of playing for Australia. And now to have the opportunity to temporarily captain them, it's, an amazing feeling.
When did you find out that you were going to go into the position of vice-captain and therefore captain the team in Brisbane?
Rod Marsh called me yesterday afternoon. He told me that the national selection panel were going to put to the board that they suggested I be the captain of the side with Brad my vice, and for me to be, that was it at the start. And they said, we'll get back to you in a couple of hours. And he called me in a couple of hours later, and it came back that I'm now the official vice-captain, and therefore, with Michael unfortunately out, that I'm the temporary captain. So, pretty amazing feeling.
Michael's been under an injury cloud since mid-November and wasn't predicted to play in the first test, and then with everything that had happened and the rescheduling, he was able to play in Adelaide. During that time, have you ever put your hand up and gone to the selectors and said, look, I think I'm ready to take on this team, or did the attention just come to you?
No, I've never gone and said that at all. You never want injuries or anything like that to happen to anyone. And Michael's been so strong in the last couple of weeks. He's been terrific as captain to bring us all together and to get us through the way we did in Adelaide was terrific. So, it's disappointing for all of us and particularly him to be out for a little while. But, hopefully I can have some success with the C next to my name.
Steve Smith, the new captain of Australia in the absence of Michael Clarke, joining us on Sports Today. Steve, the captaincy often goes to more experienced players because it's considered the younger ones may struggle with the burden of the role. How do you ensure now that your cricket doesn't suffer as a result of the newer responsibilities that you'll now have as captain?
Yeah, I think that's what I said to the boys this morning when we let them know. I said I wanted to lead from the front with my performances on the field first of all, and that's the most important thing, that I'm scoring runs for the side. So hopefully a few more this week and we'll see how we go the rest of the series.
There seems no better time to take up the captaincy. Obviously, under the circumstances, you'd much rather have Michael Clarke out there, but there seems a real buzz around the group. And do you think that the last few weeks and the tragedy of Philip Hughes' passing has galvanised the group more than ever, and there is a strengthened bond in this Australian team more than ever?
Yeah, it's been a tough couple of weeks for all of us. We said that we wanted to go out in Adelaide and do the Hughes family justice and win a test match for them and Phil. I think the way we played was just amazing to win in the last hour on day five. It was an incredible game of cricket. I think that's really set us up for the rest of the summer. Hopefully we can start well on Wednesday at the Gabba and gain some momentum throughout that test.
I'll put you on the spot as captain immediately. Steve, is Josh Hazlewood a chance to play in Brisbane?
I'm not 100% sure yet. I'm not a selector, so I think the selectors are going to have another look at the wicket tomorrow and see what team they give me.
Just one last one. Growing up and now being in the position of captain, who did you look up to when you were growing up thinking, gee, I'd like to be like them?
Probably Steve Waugh and Ricky Ponting were, the eras of cricket I watched as a kid, and I loved the way both of them went about their business. They were tremendous players and great leaders, and I was lucky enough to play my first couple of games under Ricky, and he was a terrific captain and someone that I managed to learn a little bit off at that time. In recent times, Pup's been outstanding, and I've also learned a lot off Brad Haddin, who I've been pretty close with at the Sydney Sixers and New South Wales Blues. So it's going to be good to have him out there a couple of steps away from me and someone I can, get a lot of, knowledge off and a bit of help off out in the field as well.
Steve Waugh, captain. Ricky Ponting, captain now. Steve Smith, captain. It sounds pretty good. Steve, we wish you all the very best for Wednesday and for the rest of the series. It's going to be a ripper. It was a fantastic first test to get us underway, and to win the way you did in honour of Philip Hughes was fantastic. All the very best, and look forward to seeing you out there on Wednesday.
Thanks a lot.